Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Hey, I'm Matthew Gardner. I am the artistic director at Signature Theater.
And we are speaking because it's a really exciting time because you guys are going to be kicking off the brand new season, the first show back since COVID. Hard to believe it's been this long, but it's great to chat with you again. And you're doing it in style with Rent. It starts November 2nd, runs through January 2nd. So I want to get to Rent in a second, but first talk about the big elephant in the room, the fact that it's been COVID this whole time. What's it been like trying to do virtual shows and trying to keep a theater alive when you couldn't do shows?
Yeah, it's been a crazy year and a half, a really hard year and a half for everyone. Obviously, COVID has been life-changing. It's especially been a hard time for arts workers, you know, that our entire livelihood is about people gathering together. And so, you know, Signature, when the doors closed a year and a half ago, we thought, okay, well, maybe this will last for 2 months. And then as the days passed, it became clearer and clearer that that wasn't going to be the case. And so we looked at other ways to put art out into the world while we were waiting for this day when we could reopen our doors and gather people together again. So I'm super proud of what Signature did in the last year and a half in terms of filmed productions and continuing to stay connected to our audiences in that way. But I cannot wait to be back in a room with 300 other people sharing stories together.
Oh, for a theater person like yourself, it's going to be almost like a spiritual moment when, you know, the lights go down and there's an actual live crowd in there. It's going to be what you've been waiting for a year and a half. Well, almost, gosh, we're almost pushing 2 years of this thing. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Any other, you know, COVID protocol specifics we need to knock out really quick, you know, like, you know, vaccine mandates, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So Signature Theater has put into place alongside almost all of the other arts organizations in DC, a vaccine and mask mandate. So if you come to see one of our shows, unless you have an exemption, you're going to have to show your vaccine card along with a photo ID, and you're going to have to wear a mask at all times inside the building. And, you know, that is going to be our protocol for the moment, just to continue to make sure that we are keeping everyone safe inside our building.
Wow. All right. Well, without further ado, Rent is the show, and I can't think of a better one to reopen with because, you know, we've been all going through such, you know, grief and things. And this show is filled with grief, but also so much life. I mean, obviously it deals with the AIDS epidemic, but it's just such a life affirming kind of a show. But speak to why Rent is like kind of uniquely positioned thematically to sort of be it's the perfect one to open with.
Yeah. Thanks for that. You know, Signature has talked about doing Rent many times over the years. We're known for reimagining classic and hit musicals. But for some reason, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when we were talking about it, I always said, you know, I love this musical. It has a nostalgic place for me, but I don't know why we would tell this story in this moment. And as the last year occurred and we experienced isolation and disconnection and loss in a completely different way, the story resonated completely differently for me. You know, Rent, as you say, there's a lot of grief in Rent, and Rent is timeless, of course, because of its understood impact of loss. But more than that, Rent is about love and community, and it affirms that being different is a blessing, and that, you know, fighting for change is a worthwhile pursuit. And I think those are wonderful messages to put forward as we reopen our space. I think it is a very, as you say, life-affirming work. It is joyous and emotional and powerful, and I can't wait for it to be the first show for our audiences to come back to.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Now also, not only thematically, like you're saying, it was finally time where it was fitting to do this, but it's also happens to be the 25th anniversary of the show. Yeah. I mean, I know it workshopped, I think, in like 93, but you know, this is the 25th anniversary of when it actually hit Broadway in 1996. Sadly, you know, we all know, theater people all know the story that, you know, creator Jonathan Larson Didn't really survive to see it. I mean, remind us, did he pass away right before the first off Broadway show, or what was the timing on that?
Yeah, he passed away right before the first preview of Rent. And he, you know, he went home after giving notes the night before the big opening of his show. And he unexpectedly passed away. And that evening, the company came together and they thought, out of respect to him, that they would just sit behind music stands and sing the show that he wrote, and they couldn't contain themselves. And the story goes that about, you know, 10, 15 minutes into that presentation, they just started doing the staging.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure the tears were flowing that night. And it kind of, that those tears and those emotions and those goosebumps sort of never left the show. Like they were like embedded in the DNA of the show, you know. It's like it became part of the mythology a little bit. Well, I know Larson's life story is going to be told in Tick Tick Boom, the new movie, which, you know, based on his autobiographical musical. Lin-Manuel Miranda will be doing that. But I saw in Signature's press release, Jonathan Larson's sister had some some rah-rah come out the Signature quotes.
Yeah, she said some lovely things, as you know, because this is the 25th anniversary of the show. There is a tour that is also going around the United States and will also be in DC. And she, you know, very kindly put into words, express what the difference between those productions will be and why it is exciting for DC to experience both the sort of iconic original staging that Michael Greif created, as well as an entirely reimagined production that we're going to be putting on our stage. Truly a Rent like you haven't seen it before.
Now, why do you say that? Explain. I mean, are the visuals going to be different, or, you know, explain what sort of creative license you might be taking? And then also what is there for the tried and true, you know, diehard fan?
Yeah. I mean, well, I want to assure those who love Rent, I have not taken it and set it in 2021 or set it on the moon or any crazy thing like that. You know, it is still set very firmly in the early 90s and is set around the time of the AIDS epidemic. But it is, you know, it's a hard question to answer exactly how it is different. We are doing it in an immersive production. The lens through which I view the show and the themes of the show and how it resonates today is going to be different than the lens through which Michael Greif viewed the show. So naturally, many things about it are different. You know, I haven't seen that original Rent production in years. I've actually never seen the film version. I think I watched 5 minutes of it and I was like, nah, I'm good. Yeah. And so, you know, I am really looking at the text and sort of breaking it apart and going, what does this moment mean? How do we approach this moment? I'm actually not approaching it from the viewpoint of like, how do we make it different from the original? Because I honestly don't really remember the original. So it's very much through my lens, through the different lens of this design team, as well as this company of actors.
Great. Well, let's imagine that. Yeah, there's some folks out there, hard to believe, that don't remember the story, but you know, give them the quick breakdown of, you know, where it's set, what the story is, some of, you know, the characters, what they're dealing with, that kind of thing. Premise, if you will.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's set in the Lower East Side in the 90s, during the height of, you know, the housing crisis and as well as the AIDS epidemic It is based very loosely on La Boheme, which is an opera that was set in, you know, Paris, and is about a group of artist friends and their, you know, their struggles. But this very much places it in, you know, in the 90s. And Larson was attempting to sort of write a hair for his generation that spoke to the issues that his generation was dealing with. And I think, you know, we are constantly talking about how stories from the past can illuminate things about our present moment. And so I think that is what is interesting about Rent, in the story of this bohemian group of friends who have found a community together, and how they sort of remind each other to live for each day and to not hide away in isolation. So that's what I think is really special about this story.
Oh yeah. And it's so fascinating when you talk about sort of how it echoes through time, or you see it through a different lens now versus when it came out. And yeah, certain songs and lyrics, you know, hit a little different now. And you, it's fascinating. Yeah. It's a time capsule hearing them say, you know, living in America at the end of the millennium. And, but now we're, you know, it in a new several decades after that. And just hearing that, you kind of pause and you think of how much hasn't changed in a lot of ways, and then how much has changed in ways too. It's fascinating. Larson sort of made a time capsule. It's fascinating. Yeah,
but that is a very interesting song in that, yes, it is speaking to America at the end of the millennium, but then you look at the lyrics and nothing has changed. You know, it is very much about systems and a sort of like capitalistic pursuit that is very American, and these two characters that sing the song are sort of speaking out against and ultimately decide to pursue their arts, pursue their humanity, as opposed to getting dragged into the corporate world and the machine. Anyways, I mean, it's just, it is fascinating that while it speaks to a moment in time, a lot of it hasn't changed.
Right, exactly. And that song we're referencing, just so everyone knows, it's fittingly called What You Own. The whole thing is, yeah, you are what you own. And that's sort of the corporate takeover that you're talking about. And in many ways, that's only gotten worse. I mean, we've seen corporate interests be put ahead of, you know, corporations are people buying elections. We've seen corporate interests rushing an economy to reopen, even in the pandemic. So, you know what I mean? Those themes have only gotten more entrenched since the show came out. Well, remind us, that was one of many hit songs that came out of this. Remind us some of the, you know, the more beloved musical numbers in this thing.
Oh, there's so many. Seasons of Love. I mean, Out Tonight.
You didn't say it right.
For You, Tomorrow for Me.
It's Out Tonight.
Out Tonight, exactly. Santa Fe. I mean, the whole score is just hit after hit. Take Me or Leave Me. So it was definitely the soundtrack of my middle school, high school years. So.
Oh yeah, absolutely. La Vie Boheme and One Song Glory, and there's so many. Yep. And you know, the one that always gives me the goosebumps, I'm going to sound silly, but I sit there and the tears flow in the theater whenever I see it, when Will I comes on.
Yeah, no, you don't.
The harmonies.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful moment.
All right, cool. Well, dish on the cast a little bit here. Who do we got starring as all of these iconic roles?
Yeah, it's a wonderful mix of DC artists as well as some really talented artists that are joining us from New York. Ariana Rosario, who was in On Your Feet and is in the upcoming West Side Story film, is playing Mimi. Josh Dawson, who was in the original Company of Beautiful, is playing Collins. David Marino, who was in the 20th anniversary tour of Rent, is returning to his role of Angel and, you know, really exploring that in a completely different way. And then we have people like Vinnie Kemsky and Ines Nasara and Katie Mariko Murray, who have been on Signature stages many times. You know, Vinnie was our Booth in Assassins. And so to see them sort of take on these new roles is always an exciting part of seeing a show at Signature.
Absolutely. What do we see? I know one of the cool things about Signature is you always do such a cool design there. Visually, what do we see? Are you recreating sort of that late 80s, I guess early 90s, you know, gritty New York vibe where they're struggling to pay the rent? You know, what do we see visually?
Yeah, it is a completely sort of in the round immersive production. The artists are all around you, and it is we took a lot of inspiration from the squats of the Lower East Side in the 90s. And so there are elements of the set that remind you of that. There are elements of the set that remind you of, you know, CBGB and these punk rock downtown venues. So yes, I think when people walk into the space, they will feel something that is evocative of the 90s. But I think what will be profound to them or surprising to them is the way the piece resonates today. And that comes from myself and the artists who believe in this story, not as a time capsule of the past, but as a powerful story to tell in this moment.
Absolutely. And then in terms of, I guess, like you mentioned, you know, you and I would look back and that soundtrack sort of reminds us of, you know, whatever, middle school, high school, you know what I mean? It's got, and all of our listeners will, you know, think of sort of their own nostalgia where it was in their lives. But paint a picture in terms of, you know, I think it's easy to take for granted how this sort of helped in the whole LGBTQ movement, like at least mainstream a lot of the topics. Like,
yeah,
1993 was a huge year. You had what, Hollywood on the West Coast released Philadelphia that year, and then over here on the East Coast in Broadway, Rent was being workshopped. Yeah. I mean, I know there was other films before, My Own Private Idaho, and Broadway, of course, has a long history of fighting. Sure. But just try to explain how, you know, maybe the seeds that were planted in this show in 1993 by Jonathan Larson. You know, you're seeing same-sex couples on stage, you know, loving and dying and I'll cover you. And you know what I mean? Like, talk about how that really planted the seeds for the new wave of the LGBTQ civil rights movement.
Yeah. I mean, I think you sort of put that beautifully, that it was transformative, you know, to see, Larson was painting a portrait of this mix of artists and punks and transients and political activists who, you know, have formed this family. And, you know, central to that were characters that were LGBTQ. And that was not something that was common on the Broadway stage or even in film in the 90s. And there was something taboo about many of those things. And one of my favorite parts, you know, Larson has all of his papers in the Library of Congress, where you can see all of his notes about when he wrote Rent. And my favorite is you'll look through it and he has really specific descriptions about Mimi and Roger and Mark and like their background and their history. Then you get to Angel and Collins, the gay couple in the show, the queer couple in the show. And all it says is one line, they meet and they fall in love. And sort of like the fact that Larson put these characters on stage, the characters of Angel and Collins, and didn't their love, well, of course, one of them, not to give away the story, one of them passes away, but like he didn't riddle their story with tons of trauma. Like the story is very pure. Their love is very pure. Their and is something to be to aim for. You know, they're so I think that's what's really beautiful about the piece and about the way that he sort of honors these LGBTQ relationships.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, post Supreme Court ruling, it's easy to take for granted, I guess. Well, I mean, we can't, because there's, you know, there's always the backslide that comes after that and the backlash, and then you got to fight for it again and all yada yada, here we are. But you know what I mean? It's easy to take for granted how, you know, much of a, what, cultural sea change this was in 93. I mean, just, it is like you said, the fact that he wrote that as just a matter of fact, they meet and fall in love, that says it all. But I mean, it is like a, I don't know, like you sit there and you consume these lyrics, it is like almost like a treatise. Like it's like to people living with, not dying from disease, that's the AIDS epidemic. Then like right immediately goes, let he among us without sin be the first to condemn. It's like, oh, I'm gonna use Christ's words to push back on evangelical bigotry. And then it's the opposite of war isn't peace, it's creation. How does that line I mean, let's end there. The yeah. opposite of war isn't peace, it's creation. What does that mean to you?
Oh, I mean,
because that's what Signature does.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is why what I feel, you know, there were moments in the past year and a half where I thought, where I had the doomsday thought of like, will theater survive this moment? I mean, that's what you're thinking in like the lowest moments of this pandemic. And of course it will, because art is necessary and art is the response to the violence in this world. Art is what makes us see our humanity. You know, I love that. The art, the opposite of war isn't peace, it's creation, right? I think that's really beautiful. You know, there's Larson said, there's a quote of his that sort of always is sort of passed around when productions of Rent happen. And I have it up in front of me. It's in these dangerous times where it seems the world is ripping apart at the seams, we can learn how to survive from those who stare death squarely in the face every day. And we should reach out to each other and bond as a community rather than hide from the terrors of life. And again, I just feel like if that doesn't speak to this moment, I don't know what does.
Well, that's the perfect place to leave it. Thanks for joining us again. I'm all excited just talking about it. I'm sure our listeners are going to all rush out to see it. Again, it's Rent at Signature Theater, November 2nd through January 2nd. And again, as we mentioned at the top, it is the big thing to celebrate here too, is that it's Signature reopening after this long hiatus. So congrats on reopening. Congrats on picking such a popular show to kick it off with, and you know, all the best.
Thanks so much, Jason.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.